Welcome to What's Your Ministry Podcast, an extension of McCoy Solutions University. I'm your host, Shamika The Real McCoy. I help business owners, entrepreneurs, and individual students use their God-given gifts and talents to serve in kingdom expansion. My prayer for you today is that you leave here equipped and empowered to combine your personal and professional life to speak one language ministry in the marketplace. Enjoy today's show.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Thank you guys so much for joining me tonight. As you can hear, my voice is a little bit raspy. I maximized it on vacation, but I am dedicated and serious about showing up to the commitment that I've made to not just you guys, but also to Jesus Christ, that my mind is made up. I will deliver his message in the marketplace. So welcome once, welcome twice, welcome three times for Jesus Christ. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Can you hear me? Or maybe drop a yes in the chat. I know my voice is a little bit raspy, but I am still continuing to move forward, Yes. Yes. Okay. Excellent. You can hear me. Excellent. Praise God for that. I just want to thank everyone again for joining tonight. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share with the Kingdompreneur who combines business and faith in the marketplace. Perhaps this message can encourage them. And I also encourage you too. If you miss some of it, make sure you go back and watch the replay. Again, it's always grandiose to be here. Tonight's topic is the power of a made-up mind. My. I am excited to deliver this message tonight. As I was going through with this piece, I'm always sitting with Holy Spirit. This is something that you all should always do, not just in business, but in your personal life as well. Are you sitting with the Father to hear what is he saying to you? And something that I have noticed is when the Father repeats messages, when he repeats messages, he is trying to get your attention. The question is, are you listening? I talked about that last time, so go back and watch some of those replays. Are you listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you? And so here God repeated this message multiple times in conversations that I was connected in. You guys know me. I like to use the humor even when I'm talking to JC. And I said, go ahead, JC, we'll make it plain. Make it plain for me, because I see you are repeating the message multiple times. And this was the message, guys. Once I heard the message, and it was this, I heard it through a career coach. And the coach talked about the little engine that could. Drop a yes in the chat if you've heard this book before. I know it goes back to your childhood. Maybe it's a story that you read with your children. But it is the little engine that could. It was power that took place with the engine. Believe it or not, that was a whole testimony within itself. Then I heard the message again. Same message. We're talking to business owners this time, connected to pursuing contracts. Okay, let me peep in the chat. I think I see some comments over here. Thank you so much, Pretty and Pink. Thank you. I know that's right. Yes, ma'am. I am here to complete the assignment. Thank you that you can hear me. Yes. Okay. Yes. You have heard the story, the little engine that's good. Okay. I'm going to keep going with the message here. And so then I heard it again when a boss, you guys know I have a 9-to-5 as well. I heard my boss say the little engine that could, that was connected to entrepreneurs and business. I'll expand upon this a little bit more as I continue in the message. for business owners continuing to pursue contracts. Then I heard the message again from my father, my earthly father, talking about mindset. And then I heard the message one more time in a conversation talking about character and how all of this is connected to our thoughts. So I want to go ahead, before I jump into all of that, you already heard me say welcome once, welcome twice, welcome three times for Jesus Christ. So I want to officially invite the Holy Spirit into this message. And so, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the message that you have placed in my belly. The moment that I have said yes to show up and release the word that you have given is the moment that obedience took place here in the earth realm. So I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you are welcome to interrupt my notes. You are welcome to interrupt and speak and say and move however you desire in this message on tonight as we talk about the power of the mind, the power of a made of mind. And with that being said, since I jumped in that prayer, I'm going to kind of jump out of order with my notes here. One of the first points that I want to bring up is the power of God's mind. I heard my father drop this in my spirit. It was my earthly father. And he talked about when God decides something, it's already done. And literally the example that my father gave was that when God created man, he knew in advance that we were going to fall short. And he already had planned to send Jesus as Savior. And when he planned this at the beginning, when he created us at the beginning, he already knew, the Father already knew that Jesus was going to show up on the scene. And the moment that he already knew that, it was already done. I like the way he gave this example, is that when God makes a decision, when he makes a decision, you could count it as done. You could take that check to the bank. And so this is something that we need to do in our minds as well. The moment we decide to make our mind up, we do not need to move to the right or to the left. We need to stay focused on the assignment because our mind is made up. This is an example that we can take from our Heavenly Father. I love this. I love this example that my father dropped in my spirit, my earthly father, as well as my Heavenly Father. And so as I continue to speak on this, is that when God does something, you don't have to wonder. You don't have to wonder about it. It is settled. And as I continue to move forward with this example, as I'm already talking about my earthly father brought up another very strong point. Okay, I'm gonna just lean over here. You guys see me going back and forth? Oh, that's good. Okay, when God decides something, it's already done. I won't be before you guys long tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. As I stated, I am pressing through with this voice because I maximized it on vacation. And again, I'm still determined to show up to complete the assignment. And as I was speaking about my earthly father gave an example on a made of mind. Hey, 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 hey. Welcome, Flawed and Free. Welcome, Tanisha. Thank you guys for joining us. My earthly father gave this example. I'm clapping because I already know. It's so good to my sanctified soul. It is just an honor to be alive, to glean from the wisdom of my 83-year-old father. I thank God for him. He is an entrepreneur himself. Been in the landscape business for over 43 years. And the examples that he poured into me as an entrepreneur and also as a man of God, I am truly honored and blessed. So I have to give my father Mr. McCoy a shout out. So the example that my father gave me is that, have you ever met someone and they were getting ready to purchase a car? You know, some time moved by and then somebody comes up to them and they say, where's that car at? You said that you were going to buy a car, but I don't see the car in your garage. Were you lying or what's up with that? And then the person politely responds, I already have it. Again, the conversation goes, but I don't see it. Again, the person responds, I already have it. So although you don't physically see the car in the driveway yet, because this person has a made up mind, the car is already theirs. There is a mindset shift that takes place when your mind is made up. You have to see it before it manifests in the natural. You have to see it in your mind. This is the power of a made up mind. Your mind is strong. The will that takes place in your mind, my God, that takes place in your mind. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? When you make your mind up, there is nothing that can stop you. God even recently showed me something as a mother who has a love for their child that continues to reach for them, that is continuing to lift up prayers for them, because that mother has a made up mind of love that's displayed towards that child. There is nothing that can stop that mother from reaching for that child. My God, my God. And I thank God for that, that when the mind is made up, when the mind is made up, there is nothing that can stop it. You have to keep your mind focused. You have to focus on action. I love the text. We've heard it before, that faith without works is dead. But faith is really an action word, an action that takes place with a made up mind. I see some comments coming in. Hey, 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 hey. I am pressing forward. Yes, I love my daddy. Anybody who knows that, I love my earthly daddy as well as my heavenly daddy. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, ma'am, I am doing the best I can because my mind is made up, ma'am, to show up. Yes, ma'am, that is true. Yes, ma'am, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, amen. A made up mind. Thank you so much, Tarlise, for joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to continue to move forward in these notes here. I want to kind of transition to business. I hear you asking me, Shamika, how is this connected to business? Go ahead, give me some examples, because it's ministry in the marketplace. And you want to know, how is this connected to business? I talked about earlier that little engine that could. God scrambled my notes a little bit here, but I want to go back to that little engine that could. That little engine had made a decision. It's power when you make a decision. Even think about that. Think about salvation. Think about salvation. I know you've heard it before, A, B, C, accept, believe, confess. But even within the power of that A, B, C to salvation, you have to make a decision. My God, you have to make a decision. And as you focus on this, see, I want to go back to that engine. The engine did not focus on the mountain. See, that's sometimes, that's where we mess up, because we're focusing on, oh my God, this hill is so high. This hill is so tall. How am I going to overcome? How am I going to overcome this mountain? But I stop by to say, to remind you that you're focused on the wrong thing. If you're focused in on how high is the mountain, you need to transition your mindset. You need to focus your mind on the assignment. Because you have transitioned, because there has a shift that has taken place in your mind. Your mind is already made up. I have already talked about that we were created in the image of our Father. And just as God has his mind made up, I want to remind you to keep your mind made up on the assignment. On the assignment. Focus on the assignment. Don't look back. Don't look back. Continue to move forward. Don't focus on the algorithm. Don't focus on how many likes. Don't focus on the views. Focus on the assignment. And as you continue to walk in your purpose, as you continue to move in your calling with a made up mind, all those things will be added. I love text. I love scripture where it says Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom. You have to have a made up mind to do that. And as the scripture continues, it says everything else will be added. Everything else will be added because you have a made up mind on kingdom. And that's what I do here in the marketplace. I am called and equipped to show up to kingdom entrepreneurs, those that have their mind made up. My God, y'all, I feel this thing in my belly. My God, rivers flow, that have your mind made up, that are assigned and called to my voice. Guys, and it's really not my voice. It's really the kingdom that's within me. That's really what you're connecting to when you connect here with me on What's Your Ministry podcast. We are called to complete the assignment with a made up mind. Shamika, how is this connected to business? I didn't forget you. I didn't forget that question. How is this connected to business? Maybe you're a business owner who experienced rejection. Maybe you experience rejection. You keep hearing, no, 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 no. Closed doors. I'm here to remind you, don't focus on the no. Remember the yes. Remember why you started, and do not despise small beginnings. That's what the word says. Don't despise that. Keep your mind on the yes. Keep your mind on the assignment as you move forward through difficult times. Listen, guys, life isn't always going to be peaches and cream. And as you're building a business, as you're creating marketing plans, executing strategies, there are obstacles that's going to take place in your personal as well as your professional life. And you have to keep that mind made up. You have to sometimes encourage yourself. You have to sometimes stir up your own faith and continue to move forward with the assignment. Maybe you might need a little bit more encouragement. Again, I want to remind you, there is battles that can take place in your mind. And so right now, I want to remind you, what you feed your mind, this is my last point, is mindset and character. What you feed your mind, that's what's coming out. If you feed your mind trash, trash is coming out. If you feed your mind the word is coming out. Now you have to be mindful of the words that you're listening to. Are those words positive? Are those words negative? Are those words building you up? Or are those words tearing you down? And right now, in the name of Jesus, I cast down double-mindedness. In the name of Jesus, if your mind is wavering, it's going back and forth because it's filled with so many different things, I believe right now, as you're listening to this episode, that Christ is beginning to filter your mind. He's beginning to filter the trash off of your mind. I'm speaking to minds right now. Minds that are determined to not quit, my God. Minds that are determined to press forward, my God. Minds that are determined to make in the decision, a favorable decision in your favor, my God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, my God, as you hear the sound of my voice, that you're really listening to the kingdom that is flowing through my belly right now in the name of Jesus. If you agree with that, type in the chat, I agree, that I have a sound mind, a sound mind. I see some comments flowing, so I'm going to drop over and see what you guys are talking about in the comment section. God keep us covered and reveals even more when we move forward with a made up mind. Okay. I'm glad I tuned in. If this is blessing you, I also created an activation guide. I'm going to go ahead and drop that on the screen so it can be seen. I created an activation guide so you can continue to move forward in this process. Now, this guide is a digital download, a free digital download. Just scan it. It's right there on the screen. And I'm going to continue to move forward with the comments. Yes and amen. Amen means be it so. Be it so. Obstacles are an opportunity for us to declare the word and stand on it. Okay. Amen. Lots of amens in the chat. In Jesus' name, we have already rebuked double-mindedness, my God. And I see agreement in the chat that we are standing on sound minds. Sound minds. I agree. I have a sound mind, and the minds of my children shall no longer be double-minded. Y'all, this thing is blessing my sanctified soul. You hear me? It's blessing my soul. I love it when God drops a word in my spirit, and the word is not just for me, but it's also meant for me to share. Okay. I'm serious about this thing. And as you guys know, we are in season 5. We're season 5. Drop a 5 in the comment. Season 5 of What's Your Ministry podcast. We kicked off this season with Birthright Blessing. Don't miscarry your calling. What this episode did is it talked about identity. We focused on who you are and what you are called to pursue. Maybe you mishandled your calling. I'm here to remind you that you could pick it back up. If you want to hear a little bit more in that episode, just go ahead and click the link at Shamika The Real McCoy. It's also available on all digital platforms as well. Then we jump in bi-weekly, 7 p.m. Monday nights. It's when we go live here with the second episode in season 5. And we talked about the power of silence. And what this episode really talked about, it was giving us instructions, is that sometimes, my friend, you have to shut your mouth, listen with your ear, and observe what is God trying to say to you. What instructions is he giving you to execute? What is he highlighting to you? Oftentimes I've heard this from clients and from many people, is that I don't know what instructions to take next. I don't know where to move next. If you're waiting on new instructions, I advise you to move forward with the last thing you know he told you. You stand on the last thing he told you until he provides more instructions. You want to hear more about that? Go ahead and click that episode, The Power of Silence, where we talked about instructions and what is the Holy Spirit highlighting to you. Then we bring it home, guys, in season 5. This is the 3rd episode, The Power of a Made-Up Mind. And what this episode is intended to do is to bring about execution. Once your mind is made up, it's time to execute the assignment. Continue executing the assignment. You move on what you heard. Move on those instructions. And this is the warning that I want to give you. You don't have time to explain the instructions to everybody. It is your responsibility that God is holding you accountable to execute the assignment. Move quickly. That is the warning tonight. Move quickly. Move quickly. When your mind is made up and he has given you instructions to execute the assignment. And guys, this has been fun. I have enjoyed you. And I'm bringing this thing to a close. But before I close, I want to remind you about mindset and how this is so powerful. Transformation happens when we apply the instructions, when we apply what we are learning. Remember, if you want to move forward, yes, you want to continue to move forward. I'm placing it back on the screen again so it can be seen, is that I have created an activation guide to help you reflect on areas. Perhaps your mindset might be limited in your movement on your assignment. Now, this guide, I know, do you see that QR code? Yes, it's on the screen. This guide is to help you execute the assignment. Remember, that's what tonight is about. It's about execution. It's because you want, when you receive instructions, if you don't execute, you chose by default to remain dormant. And we've already spoken over the mind, is that you will execute the assignment that he is calling you to do. Before I close out, I see a few more comments. I'm going to just drop those on the screen again so they can be seen. Yes, yes, let's go season 5, Birthright Blessings. It's available for you to listen right now. Just click the link at Shamika The Real McCoy on YouTube. Yes, 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 the title is Blessing Me. Hey, 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 hey. Thank you guys for joining. Is this Epic 03? I feel like I know that name. Oh, that's Tarlise. Thank you for joining. And hey, Alexis Dominique, thank you for joining. Good to see you guys. Sit still and be silent. We talked about that. That's in the power of silence. Yes, yes, yes. Saved my life. Shut your mouth. Listen with your ear. Observe what God is trying to say. I love all these comments. Thank you, guys. Yes, yes. That little engine that could, that little train is speaking as well. God, it's so amazing how God can use the smallest things to capture our attention. Yes, yes, yes. As I said, I'm bringing this thing on home to a close. And I have a few more things that I want to share with you guys on tonight. As we're wrapping the text up, we're wrapping the message up. Thank you guys so much for joining. If you are a kingdompreneur, drop a 1 in the chat. I'm just curious who I have on this live tonight. If you are a business owner who combine kingdom with your business as an entrepreneur, go ahead and drop that 1 in the chat. This is for you. Kingdompreneurs building a business, you know you need an extra support. Getting clarity, strategy, alignment. You can schedule a free consultation with me. This is limited to up to 30 minutes. I will drop that link for you guys so you can schedule that free consultation. If you are on my email listening, I will be sending out more information about that. And then we could have a friendly conversation to see if we are a good fit for each other to move forward. Remember tonight, there's power in a made-up mind. Do not allow obstacles. Guys, I could have allowed my voice to stop me from moving forward, but I said, There's a word in my belly that I am called to release. I want to remind you, there's a word in your belly as well. And as you focus on your assignment, focus on faith, focus on discipline, and focus on perseverance. When God gives you an assignment, it is your responsibility, my friend. It is your responsibility to execute the assignment. So guys, thank you so much for joining me for another episode here at What's Your Ministry Podcast. Remember your situation. It might not change overnight, but your mindset can shift today. We already declared and decreed no double-mindedness, even within your children, that minds have shifted. Minds have shifted. And if this blessed you, I pray it did. That's my prayer tonight. Sit with it. Maybe you need to start it over and listen from the beginning. Sit with it and allow it to bless your spirit. Again, guys, that QR code is on the screen. Yes. That QR code is on the screen. Go ahead and scan it. And again, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for listening to another episode at What's Your Ministry Podcast. Don't forget, real ministry goes beyond the Sunday morning podium into our everyday lives. Connect with us at McCoy Solutions University and at McCoy Solutions_ on all digital platforms. Have a blessed day.